On this Feast of Holy Family, what I'm drawn to are the difficulties in the readings. I see in the three readings three difficulties of family life. One, the first reading, the challenges of family life. The second reading, the controversy of family life. And in the gospel, the dangers of family life. So, challenges, controversy, and dangers. First, the challenges in the first reading. In the book of Sirach, here is a father handing on his faith to his son. A very beautiful book of the Bible if you've never read it. And in this, we hear advice that shows the challenges that we face in youth and in old age. The challenges of youth, that is, things like being obedient, things like learning how to listen. It's a challenge because God gave you this spirit and He gave you this free will. And yet, it feels at times that is in the family, it's kind of tamped down in a way. It's a challenge. Learning obedience and discipline and stuff like that. And then on the other hand, you have the challenge of old age, where you have this, again, this beautiful admonition: take care of your father when he is old, even if his mind fail, be considerate of him. But even there's a challenge. And how often do I have an adult child come into the confessional and say, "Father, I'm at my wit's end because I'm taking care of my elderly parents and my siblings aren't doing a thing." So there are these challenges, the challenges of youth, the challenges of old age, and there are challenges all in between. Okay, so family is challenging. Family is controversial. All right, so in the second reading, we have a choice, and I always choose a long reading, even though it's uncomfortable. We need to hear this, and I'll tell why. This verse, you know, just kind of like a laser beam, this verse, it just kind of boom, it pierces. "Wives, be subordinate to your husbands as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and avoid inner bitterness toward them." That's controversial. But the reality is, family is controversial. I mean, what we're proposing, God's vision of the family, if you look in the Bible, that's a controversial thing in today. In fact, there are many younger people, once they come of age or even before that, as teenagers, they see the church's vision of family, that the best place, the best environment for a child is with their mom and dad, the biological mom and dad. And we understand that there are blended families and all these other things. But that reality is controversial in today's world. Like, if you make a statement like you're called a bigot, right? So it's this tension. And by the way, this line is not calling for domination. If you read Ephesians 5, Paul talks about mutual subordination. And I suggest that how husbands and wives subordinate to each other, it's different based on the different challenges. Like, we can get into that later. But it's not based on domination, it's based on love. But still, it's controversial, right? Some of us would say, "I wish Paul didn't say that." All right. Family is controversial. Gospel, which I think is the most challenging. Family is dangerous. So here, Joseph has just accepted. He has accepted Mary into his home. He accepts the role of being foster father. And now, this child is on the wanted list, the hit list of King Herod. And so there is this danger. See, Joseph could have ignored the angel's invitation to take Mary into his home, and he could have said, no, I don't want this complicated family. Being single is easier. And it's interesting, I bring that up because there's a growing trend among young adults of dating age, of kind of being dissatisfied with the dating scene right now. And there are many young men and women who are saying it would be better to be single, right? And that's not the only danger of a family life. Anytime you enter into family, whether a husband or wife, or whether your husband and wife, you're open to that new life, you're exposing yourself to danger. Why? Bad things can happen. People can mess up. Tragedy can happen. People can die. And it seems like to enter into family life is to enter into an incredible risk that you're putting your heart out on the line and it could be broken, again, by human weakness or by tragedy. All this to say, the challenges, the controversy, the danger to your heart. Why? Why is this even worth it? Okay. Well, for that we have the beautiful feast today that it's worth it because it's worth it to God. God chose the path to be among us, to be close to us, and that path He chose is the family, which elevates every messy, broken, imperfect, work in progress family that we have. It elevates it because God chooses, He chooses this imperfect family. Okay. All right. So, what do we do about that, right? What do we do about, you know, all these things, the challenge, the kind of controversy or the danger, right? Well, first, you're not meant to figure this out alone. Again, when someone comes in the confessional, I'm alone taking care of my aging parents. It's like, you're not meant to figure this out alone. When someone comes in the confessional, my kids are leaving the church because they reject what the church teaches. Okay, you're not alone in this. Or when someone comes in the confessional, you know, someone left me, or my heart is broken and I don't know if I'll be able to find it again because something terrible happened in the family. You're not meant to be alone in this. But how often, Catholics? Because that's what we know. Because our sense of family here is not as robust. Our sense of family in this room, in the church, in the faith, is not as robust. And so when I say there is someone else here in this parish who is facing the exact same thing that you are, challenge, controversy, danger, you could figure it out on your own. But if there's someone else here who is a little farther ahead than you are, again, not that any of us are perfect or any of us has all the answers, but there are certainly some here who is a little ahead of you. And I would suggest also there is someone else here that's a little behind you that maybe God's saying, I want you to help this one just as you are going to find help in someone else. That's the first thing. But again, like, it takes a mutual commitment, an openness to the reality that family can happen here and God wants it to happen here. That starts, right? But I'm going to give you something concrete. In March, I'm currently planning an event for couples called Supper and Substance. Because if there's one practice that can change the dynamic in the home, I really believe it's prayer. And in any prayer life, personal or family, I always recommend you need two types of prayer. In your personal life, you need, what are the written prayers that you can go to whenever you know your emotions aren't in it, right? And that's why, you know, things like the rosary or things like the Divine Mercy, you need memorized prayers. You need those. But you also need unstructured prayer in your personal life, and I suggest in your family life, to engage more of the heart, not to say the written prayers and memorized prayers don't engage the heart. but to do that way. Now, here's the thing, Catholics, when I say that, that's foreign to most of us here. I speak from experience. We grew up saying grace in the house. That's it, all right? And look, no shame here. It's just like, that's what we knew. Like, Mom and Dad sent me to Catholic school. We went to Mass. We said grace in the home. And, you know, for a while, it worked. I'm suggesting it's not, it doesn't meet our deeper needs today, right? So that's why, but just like learning how to be a family together, we're all beginning. We're all new at this. We're all like kind of uncomfortable, right? Shaking hands with someone new. The same way, praying in your home, it's going to feel uncomfortable for all of us. We're all beginners. So what I'm doing in March, we're going to have an event where I found a couple that is a little ahead, and they have a powerful message. I shared this with you about 8 months ago when I went to see the same couple at St. John, and when they were giving their witness, I felt uplifted. I like, wow. I felt grace. I felt like God's presence when they were giving their talk. So I think it'll be a good thing. It is going to be in March, called Supper and Substance. But there are many other ways, right? You don't have to come to this event. It starts with an openness to family, an openness to God's help in your challenge, in your controversy, and in the dangers you have faced. Which of those three do you want to bring and present at this altar? Which of those three do you need Mary's intercession? Which of these three do you need the wisdom of Saint Joseph? Let's pray that we may be open. We may be open to inviting the Lord into our family, as imperfect as it is, so we may know that He wants to be with us in the challenges, in the controversies, and in the dangers. Amen.